Glenn Ford is a writer and radio commentator and the executive editor of the Black Agenda Report. This week's commentary is about Obama's Memorial Day decision.
Most of what presidents do is about wielding power, but a great deal of being president is symbolic. Barack Obama is as attuned to symbolism as any of his predecessors, maybe more. When President Obama delivered a wreath to the Confederate Memorial at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day, he knew he was playing a very cynical game of incompatible symbols. One cannot pay sincere tribute to the memory of the black soldiers that fought for the Union in the Civil War while giving equal honors, or any honors at all, to the soldiers for the Confederacy. But Obama tried to do both. Obama thinks he can finesse anything, which is an indication that he truly respects nothing. He cannot possibly harbor genuine respect for black Union veterans if he conveys the same honors in the form of a wreath on Confederates. Obama is also disrespecting those of us who possess an awareness of history. The Confederate Memorial was paid for by the Daughters of the Confederacy and presented as a gift to the federal government in 1914. Woodrow Wilson was president, the most demonstrably racist resident of the White House of the 20th century. The Jim Crowing of the South was by then all but complete. Wilson was a Democrat, or rather, a Dixiecrat, born in Virginia, and he lost no time imposing segregation on the federal bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., where it had not previously existed. Wilson put up walls and partitions to keep black and white office workers apart and instituted separate bathrooms. When D.W. Griffith screened his white supremacist epic Birth of a Nation, a celebration of the Ku Klux Klan, at the White House, President Wilson gave the film its best review. "It's like writing history with lightning," said Wilson. "And my only regret," he continued, "is that it is all terribly true." In short, President Wilson was a low-down, Ku Klux Klan-loving racist dog. It was, therefore, totally in character for Wilson to become the first president to lay a wreath at the Confederate Memorial. The practice began as a political act, celebrating the new consensus among whites, North and South, that the race problem, the Negro problem, would no longer divide them. Instead, the South and Woodrow Wilson's Washington, D.C., would be allowed to divide black people from whites at every level of society and to lynch those that objected. That's the spirit behind Woodrow Wilson's embrace of the Confederate Memorial. He was also embracing a national reconciliation with the Confederate cause at black people's expense. Barack Obama now continues the symbolic practice, which celebrates the definitive triumph of white supremacy over all vestiges of black reconstruction at the highest level of the U.S. government. African Americans are supposed to accept that the first black president sends a wreath to honor Confederates, because he also sent a wreath to the Black Unionists Memorial. Obama doesn't think we'll notice that that puts black Civil War dead on an equal basis with the people who were trying to put them back into slavery. He pretends not to recognize that that's an insult to every decent American. For Black Agenda Radio, I'm Glenn Ford.
Visit www.blackagendareport.com for more information.